Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Chargers-Texans on Saturday, 3:30. Seth, there's a much better chance that I mess that up throughout the week than the actual day of the week. I'm pretty.
How so? You mean you want to say 3 o'clock?
I want to say noon. I keep wanting to say noon kick. Yeah, but it's not. Yeah. It's 3:30, which means 12:30 Texans countdown. Which I'm excited,
with you, man.
About. It's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday.
I'm actually way more amped up about this already than I thought I would be. I knew that I would get there, but at the end of the day, it's the playoffs,
yeah,
and you're in a tournament where it's one or done. You set aside all of your feelings about whatever did or did not happen during the season. You say, hey, we've got Jim freaking Harbaugh, the more entertaining of the two Harbaughs,
yes,
coming into town.
Yep.
The last time a Harbaugh came to town, frankly, didn't go so hot.
No.
Didn't go so hot. But this is a different Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Okay?
Texans are 0-1 this season at home against Harbaughs. Is that,
this is,
the, is that part of the, yeah, handicap? Yeah.
We need to take this family down.
We do.
I'm not letting the old man off the hook either.
No.
All right?
I wonder if he'll
be there. Not letting Grandpa Harbaugh mess up our plans this weekend.
Where do you think the Harbaugh parents always travel to the game? They always seem to be in the stands for their son's games. Would you rather be outdoors at Ravens Steelers this weekend if you're them, or would you rather be indoors here watching Jim in his first playoff game as the Chargers head coach?
Ravens Steelers feels like more of a Grandpa Harbaugh setting.
Yeah.
I just feel like for him, the grittiness, what do they attack each day with? Ferocity unknown to man.
Oh, unknown to mankind. Yeah. I forget
what
the exact
it?
Phrasing. I forget. I'll
some
look
kind
it up.
Some kind of some kind of passion unknown.
And then
to
they
man.
Scream, "Who's got it better than us?" That's their
nobody.
Big
nobody.
Nobody. Yeah.
It's good. Look, the Texans have a little bit of an advantage here with a warm weather team coming into our frigid playoff environment.
That's right, man. It's going to be like 50 outside. Let's open the roof. So reasons I'm excited about this game. The Texans, if we can put aside the Ravens game, you know, the Ravens are an alien. The Texans have shown they can't fight aliens. That's okay. They're not meant for science fiction.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
They're not. But,
that's a good point.
But
we just weren't ready for the alien craft.
Yeah. But
we could take on China.
Yeah.
I don't know, but not aliens.
When humans have come to town, you know, albeit like very impressive humans like the Lions and the Bills. The Dolphins playing pretty well when they came to town, right? They were a hot team. They had won 4 out of 5 when they got here. You know what happened? The Texans made them look very pedestrian. The home field has been a real thing this year, other than the Ravens game, for the Houston Texans. And I don't think these Chargers are an alien team. I think they're a human team.
Sean, the Ravens have a new offensive coordinator, Todd Monken, who was replacing the deposed offensive coordinator, Greg Roman, who is now offensive coordinator for the Chargers.
Yes.
So this is very much not the similar to the Harbaugh that we just faced. We're facing the Harbaugh that's got the deposed offensive coordinator, a guy who I like a lot personally, but he's just it's not the same as Lamar Jackson and Todd Monken paired up.
Jim Harbaugh is still getting hand-me-downs from his brother. Like offensive coordinators, bell bottom jeans, huh?
Oh, hand me downs.
Hand me downs. Yeah, he got John.
Else.
He got John Harbaugh's hand me downs. Like, oh yeah, this offensive coordinator doesn't fit me anymore. Here you go. Mm-hmm. Here's my old Greg Roman. So the home field, I think, is a real thing. I think, and I'm glad it's not the Steelers coming here, because then that would not be part of this take, because Steeler fans would be taking over. I think it's going to be Texan fans. I just hope it's loud Texan fans and engaged Texan fans. So that's number one.
And just to fill out what you were saying, like Josh Allen, Jared Goff, Tua, he's probably not in that same category as those guys, but they all had horrible games versus the Texans.
Tua was playing very good football coming into that coming into
until
that
the Texans
game.
Broke him.
Yeah. So for the purposes of the narrative, I'm throwing Tua in there. Number two, I like that they're underdogs in this game. I like that they're being disrespected in this game. They're a 3-point underdog. Similar to last year when Cleveland came to town, right? Cleveland had destroyed them 3 weeks before that. So what was going to happen, even with C.J. Stroud back, what was going to happen? Well, Texans are going to lose. They didn't. They won by 30 points. Here was Rex Ryan yesterday. And this is one of those things like, okay, I mean, they're going to hear the outside noise about how they're underdogs in Vegas and blah, blah, blah. And I, defensively, I think any sort of disrespect is just going to tamp it up from a 10 to a 12 on a scale of 1 to 10. I hope that the offense, particularly the offensive line and the tight end room, hear this from Rex Ryan and get really pissed off about it.
Yeah, Chargers faces. I never realized they get a bye. They got to play the Texans. What's the difference? Texans offense is struggling so bad, they can't protect the quarterback. But look, the Chargers' number one scoring defense in the NFL going against that offense, woo, get ready for the next round.
Oh, get ready for the next round. Are you listening to this, Laramie and Titus and Juice, Patterson, everybody on there? You know, like that's the ultimate disrespect. It basically just said the Chargers got to buy into the next round.
I was really excited when I saw Rex Ryan say that, because that's exactly the kind of thing that you can create an us versus the world mentality with.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, that's I'm all about that. D'Amico will tell these guys, don't listen to the outside noise. Don't listen to the outside noise. Except for this one particular bit of outside noise.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Well, all right?
Yeah. And Rex is so over the top with it. Now, this was another one, too. I saw this one before I saw the Rex audio. But this was Justin Herbert being asked in his media session after Week 18 if the players were following that Steeler game, because when the Steelers lost on Saturday night, it opened up the door for the Chargers to move up a seed in the AFC.
Did you get a chance to watch the end of the Steelers game yesterday?
No, I kind of followed along. I was meeting and watching film, but I heard it in the other room, so I could tell that, you know, good things were happening, I guess.
Good things. Oh, good
things were happening.
Good things, like you get to play the Texans instead of the Ravens on the road. Good things.
Okay, Justin Herbert, I guess you just think you're right up there in Lamar Jackson's category of being one of the quarterbacks that can avoid this Texans defensive ferociousness at home.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
All right, Justin Herbert, excited to play the Texans. All right.
You gotta squint a little bit to see the disrespect in that one. Unlike Rex Ryan, which is basically like a big chair that says disrespect that he just hits you in the head with, you know, like it's Rex was a little more overt with his disrespect. Chargers
I think,
have a bye.
Right, but that makes it, but it still means more from Justin Herbert, because he's not the kind of guy that's just spewing off nonsense for money every weekend like Rex is.
There were players cheering loudly enough in the other room about Pittsburgh losing that Justin Herbert could hear it as he was prepping for the playoffs.
Yeah. Which is a pretty soft mentality, right? Yeah. Like, oh, you know, they don't want to take on all comers. They want to just take on, like, oh, I'd like to have a nice little dose of, be sure it's a manageable chunk.
Yep. Yeah. So you are the underdog in this. America is doubting you right now, Texans. Rex Ryan said the Chargers have a bye. So take that, internalize it. digest it, and go win on Sunday. Now,
Justin Herbert couldn't be more pleased that he gets to face the Texans.
That's right.
Instead of somebody from the AFC North.
Yeah, thank you. His world is perfect right now. Number three, and this is starting to get into like some of the nooks and crannies of the game. Joe Mixon, who is going to be a big part of the Texans winning if they do win, he has only had 5 touches in real game action since Christmas. You had that long layoff after the Christmas game, and then he only got 5 touches in that Titans game for 23 yards. Kind of did it exactly how you requested it in the pregame show. He was 5 carries, 23 yards with a long carry of 10.
So, suddenly churning yardage out.
Churning yardage.
Other than getting stuffed down on the goal line, I would have liked to see better performance out of the offensive line down there. But still, yes.
That's
real yardage. Like, that's a normal spread of positive and negative runs that you'd like to see out of your running back instead of 10 carries for 5 yards and then a 90-yard touchdown run.
Correct. Yes. Correct, yeah. So he'll have fresh legs. Fun fact, Joe Mixon made the Pro Bowl this year. The only other time he made the Pro Bowl? 2021. What happened that year? Bengals made the Super Bowl. So there's a trend going right now. Every time Joe Mixon has made the Pro Bowl, he's also made the Super Bowl that
Seems
year.
Seems preordained at this point.
I mean, I know it's a bit of a small sample size.
I'm not going to argue against history and facts, Sean.
Thank you.
Joe Mixon's excitement on the sideline throughout the game last week or a couple days ago, that was one of the things I got most excited about.
Yes.
Is that, man, all right, yeah, that's the kind of guy. That's a swarm mentality guy on the offense right there.
No doubt.
There's a leader. Yes. You know, a guy that's getting excited for his backup.
He's running alongside him on the sidelines.
On Damian Pierce's 92-yard run, Joe Mixon ran 52 yards.
That's exactly right.
You know?
Yes. Yeah.
It was, and he was like that all day. I think he was the illegal personnel that got flagged for the touchdown later, right? After Derek Barnett's touchdown, there's illegal personnel on the field. That's when somebody from the bench comes down to the end zone.
I
know for sure Mixon was at least one of those guys. I don't know who they flagged specifically.
Yeah. Blindly, if I didn't know who it was, Mixon would be at the top of my big board for that, for sure. In all honesty, I love the fact that Mixon has, he'll be 3.5 weeks removed from that Christmas game and will have only had 5 touches in a game. I think that's a good thing for the Texans. I'm excited about some of the matchups, and I thought this was interesting. DeMeco Ryans was asked yesterday about the Chargers offense, Justin Herbert and his weapons, and at least outwardly in the press conference, he was pretty clear as to which one scares him the most.
With Herbert, and he's a good quarterback all around. When it comes to, for me, it starts with him throwing the football and just the weapons that he has. The one that sticks out to me is McConkey. Right, the guy from Georgia, man, he's an elite route runner. Very shifty, moves all over the place. And you can tell they have that instant connection between, McConkey and Herbert. And it's a real connection. He's all over the field making plays for him, catching a lot of footballs, and he's a dynamic player. I think he has a very bright future in this league.
You think Kamari's going to DeMeco and saying, "I want McConkey. I want that.
I want him in practice.
Bulldog on bulldog violence."
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, this is where it does work out pretty well. Is that McConkey spends a majority of time in the slot. He's like the second half of the season, he was more balanced, but still spending more time in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it easier to move Kamari Lassiter down into the slot because that's the most dangerous guy. You don't have to necessarily worry about, okay, yeah, but now you got Okuda on the outside. So it might be Kamari Lassiter that in some respects is shadowing Ladd McConkey this week instead of Derek Stingley. But that's one of the troubles with shadowing the best receiver is that it throws everybody else in the defensive backfield into new roles. And when they're as banged up as they are, you don't necessarily feel super comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
This matchup might make it easier to shadow him with either Derek Stingley or Kamari Lassiter, depending on the situation.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that. Some of those matchups will be good. And yeah, you mentioned it, man. Harbaugh. We get what, 3 Harbaugh press conferences about the Texans this week? There's definitely going to be some weird quotes coming out about the Texans from Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah,
for that's sure.
Or just weirdness in general from
yes,
Jim Harbaugh.
Yes.
Jim Harbaugh.
Did I say John?
So we can,
yeah.
I think you said John.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That part of it I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
You think DeMeco, or excuse me, you think CJ has a little bit of like, University of Michigan cheating scandal vitriol for him? Do you think maybe CJ's like, yeah, you cheater, you bum. Of course I couldn't beat you in college.
If he does, it'll come out in a very subtle way. We won't get nearly the soundbite. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, I kind of do. It would be fun if he said something about that. That would be good for the show.
I want him to say it. I think the only way CJ would ever say it is after the game.
Yeah.
If the Texans
finally
win.
Good to get some revenge on Jim Harbaugh. CJ, he's like, yeah, man, they cheated back in the day.
You know how you get him to make a comment or a no comment about that? Mm. Somebody needs to ask him in the postgame if the Texans win. Like, hey, did it feel good?
Yes.
To go against Jim Harbaugh without his illegal iPhone footage.
Yes. Yeah, if any of you on the beat are listening.
As far as we know.
Right. Seth, just to put a bow on the listener that you told to go die because he said that we weren't talking about sports in the first 5 minutes of the show. He said, driving into work, hope I don't have a fatal car crash. Thanks, Seth. we love you, listener. You know that. We love you.
The biggest, if he's made it to work already, he won't know this, but the best in the world, the sports radio shows, as a rule, I've done this. I've studied this across different markets and what have you. They have a lot of people complaining at any given time that they're not talking about sports.
Yeah.
It's the ratio. You just got to constantly kind of mix the ratios up.
So you're going to have to kind of ride with us as we strive to be the best in the world. That's all. It's
the hardest part, honestly, is in some respects as a host, being comfortable with the fact that you've got massive numbers of people complaining that you're not talking about sports.
Right.
It's just something that comes with the territory.
Yep. Will Anderson Jr. was the culprit, the 15-yard penalty, ran onto the field. And actually, Will would have, for this game, Will would have been my number one pick on my big board for that because he didn't play at all in the game. You know, Joe Mixon at least got his feet wet. Will Anderson Jr. looked like he was trying to hold in a sneeze the entire game on the sideline over there.
I don't know if when you caught it, maybe it was just my TV that sounded, when the official announced that, it sounded like he was saying another B word.
I didn't hear it.
A B with a CH at the end.
Oh, really?
It sounded like he was saying that a B word personnel entered the field. I'm like, what the hell is that? What the hell? That seems personal.
Yeah, especially about Will Anderson Jr. He's a saint.
Yeah.
All right, 713-572-4610 if you want to hit us over there on the text page. Hey, gear up for the playoffs at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Thanks to our friends at Academy for getting us ready for this weekend. Our new Ready to Roll playoff shirts, we got one hanging here like it's a retired jersey in the rafters in our studio. We got our division championship hats. Get yours at your local Academy Sports and Outdoors before the game this weekend. Headlines are up next.